Okay, we're going to talk about the bells, not the bells chassidim. We're going to read in Tetzaveh, in Perachav Ches, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Sises Me'il Ha'efod. So you can, Kate, just feel free to pass, take. You're going to make the Me'il. What's the Me'il? It's
the robe.
Okay, full of tcheles. And then the Torah says, V'yasisa al shulav, and you're going to make on the, I guess, the hem. So, rimoneh tcheles, v'argaman v'slah shani, these pomegranates made of tcheles, argaman, talat shani, al shulav, saviv, pa'u pamoneh zahab v'sukham saviv. So you're going to have pomegranate, bell, pa'mon zahav rimon, pa'mon zahav rimon, al shulav mi'al saviv. So, the discussion about the bell versus the pomegranate is an interesting discussion, but I'm interested in the fact that you have to put bells on the hem of the me'il, and then you have an interesting pasuk, lamed hey, v'haya al aron lishares. Okay, it's going to be on Aaron to serve. V'nishma kolo b'vo el hakodesh. I guess they didn't have like a ringer or something, but it will be the sound of the bells will be heard when he comes to the Kodesh, lifnei Hashem, before God, uvid say so, and when he leaves, v'lo yamus, and he won't die. So, what's the function of the bell, and what does it do with death, or does it have to do with death?
It was so that they knew what the Kohen was doing by the bell during Kavodos, the Avod on Yom Kippur, when he went into the Kodesh Kodesh.
So it should be on Aaron, so they can hear. I understand. He said when he comes and when he leaves, so that he shouldn't die.
That one I don't know.
So
for yourself, probably.
What?
For himself, making him aware in case his mind wanders.
Okay, so he's got the bells. The bells are to remind him that what he's doing the whole time. The Kohen Gadol always needs a reminder when he is going, when he's leaving, that Casey's mind sort of, he gets a little unfocused. He's always got that bell. Okay? That's one. Any other thoughts? Any other thoughts? Okay. So we're going to see. And the question maybe is, how does it relate to another section? A few psukim later, we have the begotting of the Kohen Gadol, and then we have the begotting of the regular Kohen. Have a seat. Have a seat for you. So it says in Perachav Ches, Pasuk Mem Beis, we're talking about the clothing of the regular Kohen. The regular Kohen had four garments. Take anything you need. And then, v'hayu al aron v'al banav. And so the clothing, all four garments will be on the clothing and on his kids, on his sons. B'vo'am el ol moed. When they come to the ol moed, come to the Mishkan, o b'gishtam el mizbeach, or they come close to the Mizbeach, lishareis ba'kodesh, to serve in the Kodesh, v'lo yisu avon v'mesu, and they shouldn't carry a sin and die, chukas lo zarach rav. So it's an everlasting statute for him and his children afterwards. So this seems to indicate what? That what should they do so they shouldn't die? Where all these clothing? So the question is, is that related to the Kohen Gadol's bells or whatever? Yeah, so, okay. So we have one possibility. We have Yehuda's possibility that maybe the goal of the Me'il is so that the goal of the Me'il is, the goal of the bells is so that he has Kavana. He knows what he's doing. Why else, and that's so important that if he doesn't have Kavana, he may die. Okay? Any other thoughts is the function of the bells? What did you say before, Judah? What do you think the function of the bells are?
That Yisrael knew what the Kohen was doing in the Kodesh Kedoshah.
Oh, they didn't know what he was doing, but they knew that he was in. You saying they knew that he was in the Kodesh Kedoshah?
Every time they heard the bells, he was doing mishtacha there. He was changing his garments. They knew what was going on by
So the bell. So they knew he was doing, as opposed to walking. I mean, there's a different sound when he was bowing as opposed to walking.
I know, that's what I learned a long time ago.
Okay. We're asking Avadja, we're asking do you have a chair? Is there a chair?
Yeah, okay.
We're asking, and if you get the answer right, you can get a whole thing of sushi. And if you don't get it right, you can have a whole thing of sushi. Okay, so the question is, what's the function of the bells? We have one possibility that again it's the you have kavana. So Rashi, let's start with Rashi. We'll give four approaches. So what's the function of these bells on the Kohen's meal, the robe? I hope it was like a nice sound, not like an annoying sound, you know? Like, so Rashi says, V'lo yabus, michlal lav ata shubehein. From the fact that it says that you should wear you should do this so that they don't die, he doesn't die, you're going to hear yes. Meaning what? You want to hear yes? Im yulo lo yischayev misa. If he has them, that he's not going to be, he's not going to get the death penalty. Ha'im yikanes yichnas mechusar echad min habgalim halalo chayim misa b'nei shemayim. It's going to Rashi. What's v'lo yamos by the Kohen Gadol? When will he die if he does what? If he's missing any of the garments.
Okay.
Right. So Rashi, the v'lo yamos is talking about the garments in general, and the bells don't seem to have, it seems that the bell is an important feature of the Me'il, but Rashi, I would think that what's motivating Rashi is probably the fact that in Perachav Ches, Pasuk Mem Beis, there the Torah is talking about the regular Kohanim, and the regular Kohanim, and the regular, do we have another chair there?
Yeah,
chair. Okay. Brad, there's a chair here. So we have the regular. I think what's motivating Rashi is that a few psukim later, we're very explicit that says if the regular Kohanim don't wear their clothing, then they're going to die. So he's probably saying the same thing about the Kohen Gadol, about his clothing, especially. But it doesn't answer the question for the bells, right? It seems that the wearing of the bells is not connected with the death according to Rashi, because yeah.
Finish that thought.
Yeah, no, I'm finished, yeah.
When it talks about the regular Kohanim, it's talking about the Nichnasim.
Yeah, I didn't get the whole section. This is the last Pasuk, and it basically talks about all the garments of the Kohen.
Well, when it talks about the necklace, it says, all the Jewish Tamil on his Mizbeach, so they had to wear Masnayim specifically when they
well,
because of the ram.
Right.
That the
ergo
would be covered.
Right. So if you read the Mefarshim say that V'lo Yamusu is they have to have all the garments. The missing one and the garments, this is the last one. I didn't have to put everything on it, but it's the last one. So what's so Korda Rashi, the bells, is not critical for, they're not Chai Misa if they don't have the bells.
Unless you say that's part of the whole, I mean, the V'lo Yamusu is the general thing. Any coin who doesn't have the proper garments is would
correct.
Be Misa. That would also include the Kohen Gadol and the proper garments, which would include the bells.
Right. So, but
it's
not.
It could go in the bells, but the bells still need to be there. No.
Correct. But I'm saying, but it's not like fine. It's not my mistake. Right. The bells have to be on there, but it's not like the sound of the bells is not what prevents the death. Like for example, what Yehuda was suggesting initially, which we'll get to, is that maybe the function of the bells is to have the proper kavana, and if you have the proper kavana, your Kohen Gadol, maybe your chayav misa. So in other words, obviously you need the garments, you need every aspect of the garments,
yeah.
But the function of anishma kolo, that the bells should sound, right? So that's not.
Who's v'nishma?
Well, v'nishma kolo.
It
literally means that its sound is heard. We'll see what some say, but it literally means its sound will be heard.
So I'm thinking maybe like the idea is that the Kohen Gadol, why does the Kohen have special begadim?
Right.
He's designated for special roles.
Right.
The Kohen Gadol specifically is designated for very unique roles.
Right.
So maybe, I'm just saying maybe, the bells are there to draw attention to him.
Right.
So that your eyes go where your ears hear. You hear something, you turn to it. So the point is, people should be watching what he's doing because he's the integral part of not just Yom Kippur, but the Avodah in general. Anywhere he is, we should be watching him more than the Hamikdash.
Okay, so to attract attention to him when he's coming. And also, by the way, that's interesting. It's just, if you look at the language, it says when he comes and also when he leaves. So wherever he's walking, you got to attach that to him. Okay.
So the two ideas are not mutually exclusive.
Okay.
the fact that Rashi said that you need to have all the
right.
all the begadim, and the fact that maybe the belt, the sound of the belt is to prevent him from dying because he doesn't have the proper kabana, or the idea of Rashi that he needs to have all the begadim. They are not right. mutually exclusive.
But I understand, but it's not like you have to hear the sound. You know, you have, okay, indirectly you have to hear the sound, and therefore, but it's not like the sound is. It sounds contributing something. It's indirectly. If you can't hear the bells, then you're missing one. You know, there's no difference between can't hearing the bells or you're missing another garment. You have to have every aspect, every garment, every part of every garment has something. It's not. I've been saying there's nothing unique about the bells that you chayv misa if you with respect to that. That's at least quote of Rashi. You know, you could say there's a midrash v'ikarava to Rav Yochanan can't have a selik l'mishal. Shalmei de Rav Chanina Hava Mababa. Rav Yochanan, when he would ask, he want to greet Rav Chanina, he would announce, "I'm coming." V'lo kavachoma nichlas the beis chaveiro baser v'dam terch l'vavea. So someone who's going to his friend's house, he needs to announce, "I'm coming." It's proper, you don't sort of burst into the house. You knock, you know, you have a ringer, whatever. Kohen gadol nichlas the beis kodesh hakadoshim alachas kavakaba. So a kohen gadol who goes into kodesh hakadoshim, so certainly. You should do that. So again, you could say that that has a function to announce that you're coming, but that's not velo yamus. Velo yamus kohen Rashi is because you missed one of the garments. Rashbam is a very
weird
rough measures
though. Like
yeah.
Who is he announcing it to?
Right. So who is he
now?
So right. So sometimes you could argue that we're going to see actually. The Ramban's going to say that actually that's what this is, velo yamos. This, it could be that, first of all, not, I'll say two things. Number one is, we do a lot of things and we act as if we are standing in front of a king, even though we're not standing in front of a king.
Sure.
Okay, so we do things to put us in a mood, right? To put us to create a certain environment.
Yeah.
That's one approach. Another approach is, maybe, it's to, maybe it's to actually, you know, there's always a relationship between how we treat God, as it were, not treat God, how we act in front of God, how that impacts how we act in front of our friends or other people. So it could be that we're teaching proper etiquette from how we treat God.
Right, although we're learning the etiquette from how we treat people.
Right, so God, right.
This is
awesome. Right, so we're saying that we have to ask, we have to announce for our Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's what we're supposed to, right. It's a little circular. That's fair. But it could simply be it's an act of respect. So the Rashbam is a very unusual pshat because it requires a lot of hoops to get to. But he says, V'nishmaklo b'al ha-kodesh. But no one asked me how to define a kodesh. What do you think kodesh here is? What is a kodesh? What are the possibilities? What's kodesh?
It could be kodesh kodashim.
It could be the mishkan, right? Okay. So the Rashbam said, V'nishmaklo b'al ha-kodesh. So the bells are clapping at each other, making sounds, ringing. Alpha P Shablitos are remoted, but even though the Pomerans are between them, separate conversation. Ulafi Shativa Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'chol Adam Lo Yeh Ba'ohel Moed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that nobody's allowed to be in the Mishkan. Bevo Lachapir Ba'Kodesh Al Tzeitzo. When he comes to atone in the Kodesh until he leaves, that's why Hashem commanded that the sound will be heard, and the listeners will depart. So what is this talking about? Yom Kippur, right? So this is, the Rashbam is referencing Parsha Achrimos. That says that, you know, you can't always come to the Kodesh. And he says, it also says, V'lo Yamus, you can't just come. And he says in Perek Tazayin, next source, that no one can be. You might want to say, "Oh, everyone's supposed to watch the Kohen Gadol do his stuff." No, nobody is allowed to be in the Ol Moed. Bevo lechaper b'kodesh. I'd say so. When he goes to atone in the Kodesh, that might be the Kodesh Kodashim, until he leaves. The chibur b'ado v'ad beso. So
it's completely practical.
What? It's an evacuation.
Yeah.
It basically tells you you got to leave. And if you don't leave, v'lo yamos.
So v'lo yamos is on the people.
So that's interesting. I think it can be one of two ways, by the way.
Right.
It could either be Volyamus, any Kohen who's there, or maybe, I don't think it's 100% clear, or maybe the Kohen Gadol is responsible to make sure no one's there.
These bells were on his...
On the meal, the hem of the meal.
I'm saying this was his everyday attire.
Oh, so what are you asking? What are you saying?
Only for one event, one day a year.
Right, so that's number one. And number two, what clothing did he wear in Yom Kippur?
He switched to Begadim anyway, right?
Right, so... So you should know, I saw the Ibn Ezra, right? The Ibn Ezra writes, Ksodus Barkos, Velo Hiskir Ha'efod, Vachoshimil Ha'efod, Ki Kvar Hiskir, Vinishma Kolovola Kodesh. Ibn Ezra says, actually, that he wore the four garments, he wore the white clothing, together with the Ephod, the Choshimil Ha'efod. In other words, I always thought, and the simple thing of the Mishnah, is that the Kohen Gadol switched out of his regular begadim into the white garments. Even everybody doesn't always like follow like what the Mishnah says. He'll just do what he thinks the Chumash says. He actually says that this seems to indicate he wore the white garments and also the be'il.
Oh, so he doubled up his regular...
Yeah, so it says right here. It doesn't mention in Parashat Achrimos that he wore the ephod and the mail and the choshen. Why? Because it already mentions it. V'nishma kolo vola kodesh. Because it already mentioned it in our parsha that you can hear when he goes to Kodesh HaKadoshim. So first of all, it's a little strange, right? You're doing it all for one day. The other part, by the way, you could also say maybe he took off his, maybe he wore his. It's not part of the Mishnah. You could say he wore his regular garments, maybe, and then he changed them, maybe... At some other point, you know, maybe when he was getting close to the Kodesh, maybe he changed into white garments, maybe in the Mishkan. It doesn't seem to be that way for the Mishnah. But to your comment about did he only do this? It's only for Yom Kippur. You should know there's a Vilna Gaon who basically said the way he interprets Parshas Achrimos. I gave you a share of this once. That the Vilna Gaon says that it's true the Kohen Gadol goes once a year, but Aaron a Kohen can go any day he wanted to go. That he can go anywhere he wanted to go as long as he followed the rules, because he sort of the way the psukim go, it seems that some of the rules, some of the steps in Parshas Achrimos are not consistent with what we actually do nowadays. So okay, but that's the Rashbam is very unusual. Rashbam is basically saying that this is like an evacuation. This is basically an evacuation notice. Okay, third approach is the Ramban. Ramban says, "V'lo yabos." Okay, so he first quotes Rashi, and then he's going to disagree with Rashi. He says, "Eino nochom beinai." I don't think Rashi's right that if you're missing garments, that you're chayav misa. Shehayo lalichto pasuk zeh la'achar sheyaskei kol shemona begadim. This pasuk, which says that the bells have to be on the meal so that he doesn't die. The pasuk about that he shouldn't die. That's in the middle of the garments, meaning what you would normally do if you want to say that the Kohen Gadol is going to die if he doesn't wear all the garments, you list all the garments, and then you would say, and if he doesn't wear all them, he's gonna die. This is the middle, and because he says after this, he wrote three garments, and then he says, don't die, and then the next five. If you're going to write, you know, that he's going to die if he doesn't wear the garments, he's right at the end of all eight. And then he says also, V'chein Amar, uvitseisa v'lo yomus. He says, well, why, when he leaves, he should also have the bells. Why does he need the bells when he's leaving, if he's not doing the avoda? So it's a little strange. Why does he need all eight garments if he's leaving? It's also strange. So says the Ramban, he says the following, he says, Uma sh'amar l'mala v'nishma kol v'vol el-kosh v'lo yomus. Who? What does this pasuk mean? Who abdati ber le mitzvahs hapamodim? It's the mitzvah of the bells. Ki mipnei she'ein b'hem tzurf levisha. You don't really need to wear them. Ve'derech hanechbarim la'asos la'amkein. Honored people don't need to they don't do this. You don't wear bells. L'kacha, annoying people probably wear bells. Annoying people walk around, right? Ki l'kacha mar ki tziva b'hem b'avur she'yishva kol b'kodesh. You'd hear it in the kodesh. So he seems to take the view that we saw in the Medrash Vikra Rabba. It's as if he's asking for permission. Ah, poor Achashverosh. right? If you go to the king's palace, you go to the king's throne room unannounced, right? You're going to be put to death. You can't just come suddenly. So the yirbos lama, so you got to act. This contributes to your feeling of yira, your feeling of reverence. You don't just barge in. Here I am, right? You have to go in. You know, we have different rules about how we treat, you know, a shul, a mikdash ma'at. We have certain rules that are based on mikdash. Certain rules, kodesh kadashim, because we have to come in with a sense of reverence.
It's not a great parallel, though.
What do you mean?
Because, you know, announcing yourself when you're somebody who's completely unexpected,
right,
versus somebody that's commanded to do an avoda.
Right.
It's not the same.
Right, yeah, right. You know, right. You don't want a surprise, right? You're saying one's more of a surprise.
You're expected to be the person as you weren't expected to be. There.
Correct. So I think, okay, so I guess we have to take your question mark and put a period. Meaning, like, the Ramban probably feels that's not the key point. But I understand what you're saying. The key point is not, I mean, you're right, he does say the word pitom, like a surprise. It's still... The notion of announcing oneself, regardless of whether you're expected or not, announcing right before you come in, because it maybe can come at any time, that's proper deference. Maybe. I mean, that's what he's saying. So he's anticipating that, and he's saying there's suddenly and there's suddenly. So you're right. It's not, he's expected, but it's a fair point. Yeah.
I think that even if you have an appointment to be there at 3 p.m.,
right,
you still have to knock on the door.
Right. So I agree with you. I mean, you're right, Aaron. That with Queen Esther, right? He hasn't called me, so there is a difference. I think I agree. So he's trying to find something close to it, I guess. But okay. So he says the yirbos laba shabu b'sach yoba v'chol dablo yeba o aboid afilo osim shekasu behem. Okay, this has to do that. Let's skip this line. This has to do with the Yechezkel. So then he says, and then he says also, let's turn the page, so also when he leaves. He just says that you have to, what he says, when you make your sound known, when the person's saying, everyone else should leave me, and then you go, you meet the, you serve the king in private, so also when you're leaving. Now this corner of battle works very well. Why do you need the bells when you're leaving? Also, you leave with permission. Let's say it's pirshus. Because now what's happening? Kohen Gadol's leaving. Now King can't be left alone. Now others can come in. That just respect, reverence. It teaches us kind of respect and reverence, even though obviously a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any of this. Ubepirke Heichalos Yaduah Zayidam. This Heichalos is like the literature. Heichal literature was mystical literature in like the times of Chazal, which talked about what's going up. What's going on in Shemayim, which Josh, you study every week, right? Okay. So anyway, so the every week. So Vehidei Hatam Shalo, you know, like for example, you know the you know when we say the, you know, the bracha of Yotzeror, the first bracha of Kriyat Shema. So that's all. That's Heichalot literature, right? We say what's going on, that the Ofarim v'Chayis Hakodesh, you know, Kula Makavli Olam Ocho Shema Mizer. This part of this tefillah was created in this time with all this Heichalot literature. We're talking about what's going on in Shabbat. And then he says, and then he goes on to say, Vehinei Atam, what's the reason? Shalifku Malchei Elokim. So the Rabban says more than that. It's permission and also protection. So the angels of God don't harm him. And he warns the Kohen Gadol for his level. That's really when the Kohen Gadol is going Lifnei Hashem. Not everyone has to have bells, right? We don't wear bells when we're coming to shul to tell us to, maybe it's just appropriately, so we have a certain sense of year when we walk into the shul, right? And the Kohen, you know, wears perhaps more respectful begadim, so when he goes into the mikdash, so he has a certain level of reverence. But the Kohen Gadol, who's mamish, Lifnei Hashem, Kodesh Kadashim, so he ovei lefanav shetisha shchinas, Shechina so ba'avoraso. He wants the Shechina as a word to dwell with the service. Kimach Shem Tzvakos. He's like an angel of God as a word. He as a word brings the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina down to earth. Kiadjotim lo. I think it should be lo. You cut to behechal lahakti lahaitim. I'm sorry. Kiadjotim. You cut to behechal lahakti lahaitim. Regular Kohanim, they just fix the lights. They just fix the menorah. They put the incense. Kohen Gadol goes into the avoda because he's the Kohen Gadol. So the bells are for. The bells are for protection and permission. Final approach. Ketava Kabbalah. He says Rabban says his thing. right? The first four lines, and he says, ah, beautiful. He says, fourth line, Ketava Kabbalah Rebeklebert. He says, Dvara Bruyiba, you sold Divir Rebeseidu Bagada. He says, beautiful. The Rabban's words about the Pabodim, about the bells are for his Kavoda, to announce permission, coming before God, and protection. Beautiful, based on so many midrashim. She'ein lahem mavo b'derech ha'pshat. It's not based on pshat at all. So I want to tell you what pshat is. Another pshat is not about, there's no mention about, you know, asking for permission. There's no concern about the angels are going to harm him. Maybe v'lo yamos, maybe. So he says, l'dati, he says, similar to what you were saying, Yehuda, l'dati, mitzvahs pavodim hu dober l'mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah of the bells is similar to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shema mitzvah hi lemaskeres ala mitzvos ayde chush haria. It's to remind us of the mitzvos through the sense of sight. Kinechsev uriisem also uzachartem. You see the tzitzis and you remember. Right? V'chan hamitzvah hi lahasker. It's a mitzvos ayde chush hashmia. And here the mitzvah is to remember the mitzvos through this, through not the sense of sight, but through the sense of sound. Ki lagolda malz kohen gadol lehis chayvo b'mitzvos rabos yaseros al shar kohanim al kol Yisrael. Because the level of the kohen gadol, he has to do so many more mitzvos than other kohanim. So we all have tzitzis. We all have tzitzis, right? So that reminds us a little bit. Kohen gadol needs even more reminder. L'chein itoz lo maskeres ayidei chush hashmiya al hamaskeres. He not only needs something to remind him through sight, but also through sound. So he recognizes that before who is he wearing his clothing, and who commanded him to wear these clothing? Why is he wearing this clothing? So the goal is to make sure that he has the right kavod, the right intention. But not only when he does the avoda, because the job of the kohen is not only when he does the avoda. Even not only b'vo'o el hakodesh, but also b'tzeiso when he leaves to his house, uv'kerev chutzos. And when he's in the streets, yitzaltzalu ha'pamonim b'kol, the bell should ring with the sound lasnav for him. That's the question. Who is it for? It's for him. Las kirehu kihu b'chor ha'uma yisraelit. He is the chosen one of the Jewish nation. Umalaso aleim. So he's part of the great Jewish nation, Israelite nation, and he has a certain level. B'chashiv is yisraelin shir. And he's such a very important level. He'll never forget that he's standing before God. He should not deviate his mind from Kedusha even once. So we see from here, whether it's an issue of the concern is, you know, is he missing the garment? Is the goal to clear space, like the Rashbam? Is he requesting permission, like the Ramban? Or is he cultivating a sense of inner awareness, what's going on? Everyone agrees that the approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires heightened awareness and preparation. The Kohen Gadol cannot come casually or unprepared. You don't burst into the king's chamber. You don't encounter Kedusha without awareness of the gravity of the moment. And you don't perform the Avoda mechanically. And the bells create this constant spiritual self-awareness. And of course, the message, of course, is obvious, but it's always reminding ourselves that true avoda requires, I would say, preparation. True avoda requires sometimes permission, right? We say, the way Rav Soloveitchik says, we say before, we start Shavuot Esrei, what do we say? Hashem Svasai Tiftach. We ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to open our mouths. We're asking permission. Who are we to stand before God? Hashem commands us to do that, but we still have to ask for permission, right? We still have to ask for permission. And we have to have a sense of humility, we have to have awareness, and the sense of ongoing consciousness. And sometimes we don't like the outer trappings, because sometimes we say, you know, it's all fake, the outer trappings are all fake. because we only focus on the outer trappings, and we don't, you know, where's the inner experience? You have so many people who have the outer trappings, but there's no inner experience. So I think the response is not say we don't need the outer trappings. No, the response is we need the outer trappings and use those outer trappings, whatever they are in halakha, whatever they are in halakha, use the outer trappings, but remember why we have the outer trappings to create that inner experience, to prepare so that those moments of Kedusha that we have in our lives, we are fully in the zone, we're fully locked in, and we use these outer trappings and our mindset in order to make the most of these moments of Kedusha that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Rabbi.